owner and lead technician at Coho Computer in Issaquah. Tune in Saturdays at noon right after Manson Mitchell for Tech Talk with Craig. We'll touch on the latest tech news, interview special guests, and take your calls. Tech Talk with Craig, Saturdays from noon to 1, right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I love my
computer. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9 Digital HD3 Seattle.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. It's Martha Norwalk welcoming you to the first hour of our very first spring edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. So, hey, happy spring, everyone. It officially rolled in like about 9:30 last night. And I was having a wonderful time at the spring equinox celebration at the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell. Really, really wonderful. And I'm sorry if you didn't join us, because it's such an uplifting celebration and event. It was really, really wonderful. And my friend Krista Gibson, the co-publisher of New Spirit Journal, was the guest speaker, and she did a wonderfully inspiring and wonderful talk. And then they fed us afterwards, and oh, it was just exquisite food, which it always is, and so it was really neat. So anyway, I'm all springed up and ready to go, and on the other side of the desk, as always, Animal World Production Engineer is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you today?
I'm doing well.
All right.
Although I choked on some water here earlier, and I can't quite seem to clear my throat. It went down the wrong pipe, and it has been
kind of inhaled
just
it.
Bugging me.
Yeah.
So pardon me if I cough. I'll try not to.
Well, we'll forgive you if you do. It's not a big deal. And the unusual thing that's going on this morning is not in the other studio, but right here in our studio together with us for a very specific reason, which we'll tell you about. Animal World's associate producer and call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And it's not always that I get to see you so clearly here at the table. And
it seemed odd this morning walking in, getting onto the elevator. We didn't have anyone with us.
It was just you and me.
I.
Yeah. We were both thinking it's been a while since we haven't been looking for someone else when we were rendezvousing before we enter the building, because it's closed on Sundays. So, it's a little strange. It's just family, Mike and Martha and Kathy.
Yeah.
How cool. So, do the two of you enjoy the last few days of, because we had a little prelude to spring, beautiful sunshine last
Wasn't
few
it
days.
Great?
Yeah, yeah, really gorgeous. And yesterday, I don't know about you, Mike, but I managed, it seemed to be cut, the, you know, maiden voyage on lawnmowers, first time on Saturday in my neighborhood, because it dried out for a few days ahead of time, so everything dried out, so everybody was on their mowers yesterday. So I got mine done. How about you? No.
Nope. It's getting kind of bushy, too.
Is
but,
it?
Yeah, I heard the lawnmowers yesterday, but I just wasn't in the mood, so I have to be in the mood. If it doesn't strike me that way, it just doesn't happen.
Okay.
And the bottom line is, I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't matter. I'll get to it eventually. But it was very nice last week. We had a couple of beautiful days, Thursday and Friday. Thursday particularly.
Yeah.
It was just gorgeous.
It really,
it reminds us all why we choose to live in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, as you know, I've been waiting for the sogginess to go away so I could actually get out and mow. But with that several days of dry, it really did dry out. And enough that I got out. And I can't remember having so much after winter cleanup to do, you know, with fallen debris and that kind of thing. I out, you know, picking up stuff and cleaning everything up and got the yard, everything cleaned up enough to get out the mower and cut for the first time this season and then blow everything off and all of that. And I have to say, I realized it was quite a dramatic difference from everything that came down with, because we've had a lot of high winds. You know,
we had a big storm last Sunday,
and I had just blown everything off just before the storm, and so everything was covered up again. But once I had all the mowing done and all, you know, the blowing done, it's like it really changes the energy. It felt so much better. I felt really good. Because it just looks so lovely. Now, you know, how long is it going to stay looking good? Who knows? Because there's, don't we have some, well, we've got rain and stuff moving in. I don't think there's any big storms headed our direction.
No,
at the moment,
just moisture.
Just normal kind of.
Yep. We'll have a couple days of that. It might thin out towards the end of the week, but for the next first couple days, we'll have some steady showers.
And it's kind of like driving through the neighborhood last night to and from Ananda. I was with my friends, and we're all saying, geez, it smells like grass everywhere, you know, because everybody had mowed yesterday. So it's kind of fun to drive through the country, you know, and you get the aroma of grass and so forth. So that was neat. And I was very grateful to have that window of dry weather for of a few days and to get caught up. And it just felt good to be out there and working. And I know, Kathy, you enjoy gardening and so forth.
It's therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. But I just felt a gazillion percent better and just totally into spring. And so, because the other thing was, it was really warm and I didn't have to wear, you know, like a winter jacket to be working outside. So it was warm and it was sunny. It was beautiful.
I hear everybody talk about how warm it was, and I had to go out with a coat. I was still cold.
You were still cold, huh?
I don't know why. It's a good thing I just had my blood test taken the other day. We'll see if we've got thyroid issues. But I was still cold.
Well, and I usually always have a jacket on, but now, you know, I had a long sleeve shirt on and a vest, but I didn't have to put a coat on over that.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's good.
I was pleased. But anyway, it was a lovely time. So I guess we're just leisurely getting started here because it is just us.
Yeah.
And we once again have a change in scheduling and what we're going to do today. Now, it is, in fact, still Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and we will open phone calls later in the show, or phone lines later in the show, so you can call in. And if you've got behavior training and healing issues with your animals or stuff about animals you'd like to discuss with me, I will be taking your calls, and it would be nice to get follow-up from last month when we did a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday to see how you folks are doing. I think we had a lot of cats inappropriately urinating and stuff, didn't we? So it'd be nice to hear from folks and see how we're doing. But we are going to take time to cover some other bases. And I had promised you on last week's show and in the promo we did that we'd start off with a new free app for doggy astrology, which sounded really fun to me. And at any rate, unfortunately, we're not going to be doing that today because it's so brand new and it's such a neat thing that she's having some technical glitches with it. So we're going to hold off doing the interview until it's up and running reliably so y'all can use it. I mean, So anyway.
But isn't it fun how mm-hmm. to watch how when something kind of falls apart, something magically appears?
Well, and I wonder what that would be. Well, that would be that Kathy is now officially associate producering. And I don't know if that is that a word. It is now because I just made it one. She's associate producering because she's going to do a special feature for us today, and we'll get rolling with that as soon as we cover the rest of the business, and probably after we take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour, and then Kathy will get rolling. So, what are you going to educate us about today?
Oh my goodness, it's that time of year. Got to start planning those. Summer adventures.
Oh, adventures, so, vacations,
yes,
kind of stuff?
Vacation adventures, yes.
All right.
So make sure you have your pens and paper available because I've got tons of information that you might want to jot down if something hits you.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff. And as a preview, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like, and you'll be able to see everything that's up there. And the first thing on the Animal World timeline is, of course, what's happening today on the show. And the second post underneath that is something that Kathy's going to be featuring about vacations.
Exactly.
So if you want to check that out ahead of time, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and you can see the post.
Just a little bit of,
yeah,
a little teaser of what's going to come to pass on the show today.
Yeah, and give us a like when you're there because we appreciate that. And I did post a lot of good stuff, and we may be able to get to some of that. Let's see. So no doggy astrology. Kathy's going to be educating us for a while. At least for the rest of this hour, and maybe into the second hour to see how much we have to talk about. But then when Kathy has enlightened us about adventures, summer adventures and vacations, and I imagine that they're probably animal-oriented. I just kind of have a feeling that...
This is Animal World.
Yeah, I just kind of have a feeling that's probably what we're talking about. And then we will open phone lines for behavior training and healing calls or anything about animals that you'd like to discuss. So we're going to start off with, once we officially start the show, I've got one pet food recall to talk about, and then we balance that with a little bit of good news about animals and... to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then it'll be time to turn it over to Kathy. So how exciting is that?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's make it official. And we start the show officially these days with honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I have a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And then the Nanda Worldwide Peace Initiative will do that as well. So I've got a little prayer for the animals to start with and one for us humans. And I think I'm ready to go. Is everybody else ready? All right. Here is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty, we're official. Now, if you haven't heard me do this before, Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative, we are also incorporating a radio version into the show, and that's because hundreds, probably thousands of people around the world are doing this at the request of the spiritual directors of Ananda Worldwide, because of everything going on in the world, just a great time to really focus on using our minds and thoughts and hearts to generate peace and harmony around the world. So it's a ritual that you can do up to 5 times a day, more if you like, and you repeat the first phrase for about a minute, which is 10 to 12 times, and then the second phrase 3 times. And for our radio version, we're going to do each affirmation, request affirmation, 3 times. So the first one, if you want it, you can say it out loud with me. You can say it silently, and or you cannot participate at all. It's totally up to you. And the first phrase is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. And then the second one is, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. So here we go. I'm going to say it. Say it with me. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now for me and you, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All righty then, we are official. And I have to tell you, it was really fun last night at the spring equinox celebration. We did, you know, the peace and harmony affirmation, we know, with a whole temple full, and you know, all the people that were there for the event, and it's very powerful when, you know, the more that do it, the better. So
does everyone repeat that out loud?
Yeah.
Or is it,
yeah, one of the ministers says it, and we all say it together. Mm-hmm. So the whole room says it together. So it's really powerful.
I can imagine.
Yeah, really neat. Okay, so let's get to business here. And first up, we have a recall, pet food recall. So this is the downside of the news today. It always makes me chuckle, though, you know.
Mike plays that piano so well, doesn't he?
He does. All right. This is a dog food recall by Fromm, F-R-O-M-M, which is the company. Fromm Pet Foods announces a canned dog food recall. Following information was shared by an independent pet store who received the recall announcement from their distributor. Fromm Family Foods is recalling all lots of the following 3 canned product SKUs. And by the way, if Fromm is a brand that you feed and you can't be listening or writing down this, don't worry about it. I posted it up on Facebook. So go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And you don't have to scroll down very far because I posted this recall as soon as it came out. Let's see. So they're recalling 12-ounce gold chicken pate dog cans, 12-ounce gold chicken and duck cans, and gold salmon and chicken pate cans. Fromm has discovered through its own analysis that the above-referenced canned dog foods do not contain recommended levels of vitamins and minerals. These products may contain elevated levels of vitamin D. So, the recalls being implemented, you know, the standard spiel and abundance of caution is... symptoms should only be noted in situations where dogs have eaten the affected products as their only meal for an extended period of time, which could lead to depression of appetite. While there have been no reports of any health problems, Fromm is recommending the affected products not be fed. So there you go. And if you want to click through and get the call-in phone numbers and all that kind of stuff, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Scroll down a ways, and you'll find that recall printed. Okay, now how about we talk about some good news stuff?
Let's do it.
All right. Yay! Oh! That surprised me. Yes! That's how I felt yesterday after mowing my grass, you know? Wow, yes. Okay, so let's see. Locally here, our first good news is This is in Seattle, that Seattle's Mayor Murray officially opened the new Seattle Animal Shelter remodeled cat and critter areas. And this happened on St. Patrick's Day, which was Thursday. Hope you all had a happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way. Generous donations from the Seattle Animal Shelter Foundation helped fund this construction project. And Mayor Murray was there to cut the ribbon on Thursday. And along with the Seattle Animal Shelter Foundation, private donors to the shelter provided more than $1 million to do this. And there was a lot of talk about, you know, Seattle loving its animals and so forth. And of course we do. But I have to say that, you know, Seattle Animal Shelter has been around as long as I have been here, in this body and growing up in Seattle, and have spent many visits to, you know, it was Seattle Animal Control back in the day, but they went to Seattle Animal Shelter to kind of soften up the concept or, you know, the feeling. And I have to say, I always, I never enjoyed going to the Seattle Animal Shelter. It was so old, and it's not fun to go to shelters anyway, usually, unless you're there to pick out a new animal friend or something. But it was just particularly not nice. So I'm delighted to hear, and I think we're going to have to get down there and see what it's all about. But they have a new kitty hall, and the renovated spaces provide more room for the animals and their adopters as they get to know each other. And it allows shelter staff and volunteers will be able to provide better care for the animals as they help them find forever homes. And it just sounds they've added space. And let's see, listen to how much money they spent. So they must have done a lot of work. Seattle Animal Shelter Foundation contributed $220,000 for the original cat and critter rooms remodel, and then an additional $65,000 for a veterinary exam room. And then other funding sources included $200,000 from Shelters Help the Animals and Shelter Expansion Funds, and $1.6 million from other funds. So the total project cost, which included the additional structural work, was $2.1
million. Wow.
So I hope they have some pretty spectacular
A big
critter care.
For that.
Yeah.
I think, too, if it weren't for the people of Seattle encouraging these changes, it may not have happened. So I'm really glad.
So much has improved at Seattle Animal Shelter over the years. With all the volunteers and the public really getting involved. This is the new cat and critter areas offers improved space for our staff, volunteers, and most importantly, the animals we care for. Cats and critters now enjoy a more flexible and stimulating environment that better showcases them to potential adopters. We are so thankful to the foundation and its supporters for their generous contributions. So, congrats. And there's a few little photographs here that came out with the press release, and it looks kind of neat. So, congratulations, Seattle Animal Shelter, and it's going to be a much more pleasant place to go. All right. Now, what else have I got here in the good news department? I'm going to a couple of more things. The next thing is, I don't know if you heard, I posted it up on Animal World Facebook page, but SeaWorld made a big announcement this week that since the death of the one trainer at SeaWorld that was killed by Tillicum the whale, and then the CNN documentary Blackfish, which brought the truth to light about what's really going on behind the scenes with these captive orcas and so forth. And of course, we as a human consciousness have grown so much in recognizing the sentient nature and intelligence and everything we need to realize about animals and especially orcas and marine life, that that, you know, SeaWorld was really, their stock was tanking and attendance down because nobody wanted to support it, or a lot of people, you know, didn't want to support it anymore. And finally, the messages got, they did, you know, got a new CEO recently, and I was just hoping that you know, he was as enlightened as they say. And so they have made the announcement that they are going to phase out their, you know, public entertainment shows with the orcas, and that they will stop breeding, which is real important. And of course, you know, their big male that they've been breeding, Telecom, is supposed to be very sick and dying of lung disease of some kind. At any rate, it's very, very good first step. And I'm saying it's only a first step, and they did this in conjunction with Humane Society of the United States, negotiating with them, and it is really, really good. But they say they will phase out the orca entertainment in the way that they're doing now by like 2019.
And, not soon enough.
Well, yeah. So yeah, no. that's the down. The other side of this is everyone saying, well, you know, if you're going to stop it, why don't you just stop it?
Mm-hmm.
And why milk it for more money? Because that's what, you know, that's at least what the talk, you know, online is all about, is that they just want to make as much money as they can with the whales for as long as they can. Well, there's probably a lot of truth to that. And they are going to not make any attempts to release the orcas back to the wild. I don't know how practical that would be. Haven't done any communication with any of my colleagues with these orcas. We know that Lolita, who's in Florida, and that just horrible pen in Florida, that her family still exists here in the Northwest, and she wants to try to get back to her family. Not like the Keiko situation, where he did not want to be released in the wild, but they didn't bother to ask him. So that didn't work out, but Lolita is willing. But at any rate, most of these orcas, I think have been born in captivity. I don't know that they have any live captured ones, but I don't really know that. At any rate, what the animal lovers and supporters around would really like them to do is to really put their money into building like sea pens and some kind of you know, ocean sanctuary type thing for these whales, which they haven't really committed to doing. They say they're going to keep the whales, but they're going to somehow use them in a more educational way, but they will no longer breed, and they won't import in and out whales and that kind of stuff, and they'll phase out the shows, the entertainment shows, by 2019. So it is still important that you know, keep the pressure on so that they possibly might speed up their time frame, because, you know, there's no reason to continue, you know, and why not get started and really making it a nice life, as good as it can be for these whales, as long as they're still with us. So that, and in the bigger picture, it's a first step and really good news. And then I have, thanks to a listener that mailed in this article to me, I'll tell you, it's from the Health and Fitness, the Seattle Times, last Sunday, March 13th. And a great article about from Pets and People is the title. And it's an article about the University of California Davis's Vet School and their stem cell work. They say it's giving humans hope, but it's about their work with stem cell research in cats and severe dental and gum disease, the stomatitis, which I've had experience with and know what that's all about. It was interesting reading the article that they are now doing some stem cell work that is helping these cats and eliminating the condition, this horribly painful gum and dental disease. But we've known for years that this particular disease process is underlied by the endocrine immune imbalance that we call Plechner syndrome. So there's already a way to deal with it. It's just that it's not recognized by traditional human or veterinary medicine. And if these cats are diagnosed with the endocrine immune imbalance, then there is hormone replacement therapy. And it does, in fact, solve the stomatitis problem, because I had that in my Abyssinians. And before Dr. Al, when we diagnosed them all with the endocrine immune imbalance, and once we got them on hormone replacement therapy and stabilized their hormones and then cleaned up their mouths, they never had problems with it again. So that does work also. But it's interesting. So you might want to look up online that Seattle. It's from Sunday, March 13th, Seattle Times, Health and Fitness, From Pets to People, UC Vets Stem Cell Work Gives Humans Hope. So that's more good news.
And our animal friends, too.
Yeah. So, all right, before we get to our advertisers and here, one last thing. I just have a chuckle for the day, because this also was sent to me by the same listener. And it's a wonderful picture. I couldn't post it on Facebook because it's just a copied thing. Anyway, it's a photograph of what looks like a big wood log cabin, you know, but large, out, you know, in the country probably, and then a wood board decking. And the title of this is Two of the Greatest Qualities of Life: Patience at the top, Wisdom at the bottom. Now, the photograph is then there is a very sad-looking, looks like a German Shorthair pointer sitting, and about a foot away from him on the deck is his full food bowl. But he's being patient and giving credit for wisdom, because he's just sitting there and watching what's happening. And the reason he needs the patience and the wisdom is because there's a skunk eating his food. So check that out, Kathy. Is that cute?
Oh, that is funny. Yeah.
We'll show you. See, yeah. the patience and wisdom. That
It's so true.
Isn't that cute? Yeah.
Give it to the animals.
Yeah, so the skunk is getting the dog's food, and the poor dejected German Shorthairs there. So that's our chuckle for the day.
Yeah,
okay, we are going to take care of our advertisers now. Remember, it's the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us, and we couldn't do this kind of programming. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, because Kathy and her features are up next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're really just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard us talking about Dr. Nels Rasmussen and NelsHealingMinistry.com. He'll be back in the studio next month again to do remote bioenergetic synchronization technique treatments. In the meantime, check out his website, www.nelshealingministry.com. Check on the testimonials and look at the miraculous work he's doing. And then you can get a free phone evaluation with him. If you click on the healing packages and scroll down and fill out the intake form, he'll call you and do an evaluation. It's kind of the same thing that I do. I always do a free behavior and training evaluation on the phone for folks, and he does the same thing. So check it out, NelsHealingMinistry.com, and also check out Whispering Dragon and our harmonic energy shifters, Jude and Paul Ponton. They do acupuncture and chiropractic, but most they focus on the harmonic energy shifting with the acutonics, the tuning forks, and they teach and, of course, work on patients. And they've got a hot deal going on. You're running out of time to take advantage of it, though, for Animal World listeners. If you call them to and you're a new patient to schedule a session, they give you $10 off. If you want a remote session, it's $20 off. So check them out. It's whispering-dragon.com. All righty then. It's time to it's time to turn the microphone over, except that she has her own microphone, to Animal World's associate producer, Kathy Southwick, is here, and she has produced a nice segment for us. We're not quite sure how long it's going to go, but I'll tell you what, she's very organized and has all kinds of stacks of notes and all kinds of things. So what are you teaching us about today?
I'm excited to share. You know, it was a few weeks ago that it dawned on me that the window of opportunity is slowly closing for preparing for our summer vacations. So,
yeah, it's time flying.
Yeah, and it's so funny how this opportunity came available to share my research with the listeners. And so I just wanted to mention, you know, that the whole process of planning can be quite daunting. And in most cases, you can get quite discouraged, you know, but we have to remember that, you know, happiness is not in the destination, as they say, but it's in the journey. So we need to remember to really enjoy this process of planning for our summer vacations, because it's coming up real soon. I was actually thinking about, too, how recommendations are, well, there are suggestions that we ought to be, if we want to start making our adventures out to the state parks and camping, that, you know, you have to start these planning and reservations right now. Sometimes February is when these things start getting booked up. So, and a lot of times there are locations, bed and breakfasts and things that book up a year in advance at least. So, anyways.
Yeah, I know when I go to the ocean and stuff, I have to book ahead of time, or you can.
Yeah.
And you might not be availability where you want to go.
You made that trip not too long ago, too. But we'll have you talk about that real soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, let's get started.
Yeah.
A lot
absolutely.
Of fun opportunities and things to think about. So, one of the things that you might want to think about is that, what is it here? First, you have to think about what kind of vacation or trip do you want to make? Is it the things that you have to think about is, of course, budget. Budget is probably the number one thing to consider. Yeah, how much can you spend? Well, you know, you can have a fun time, whether you go camping and spend next to nothing, to international trips, volunteering in, you know, China with the panda bears or what have you. Cruises is another option. But first of all, let's go ahead and talk about these ideas on what we can do.
Okay.
Camping is one of the first things that came to my mind. And that's a great activity, not just for the kids, but with Fido as well.
I was going to say, because you can take your dogs along,
right,
provided you're responsible.
Exactly. The one thing that you want to think about with that is some national parks do not allow or like to have pets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I believe
it was Zion National Park. They recommend not bringing the pet.
Really?
Yeah, I think they have strict rules about that park.
So if you're going to a national park area, you want to, you should check before you make plans to make sure you can bring your dog.
Absolutely.
With you.
Okay. Yeah. And so reservations, they do fill up fast at the national parks as well. You might, when you go for your camping trips, most often it includes hikes. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that you want to think about and prepare for before you leave on your camping trip is a good veterinarian visit. You want to be prepared with your immunizations. You want to be prepared with your treatments for flea and tick, infestations or what have you, because that most likely will happen when you come home. You'll find a tick on your animal. It can happen here, too. It's common. So also remember, don't forget your leashes. Because you definitely don't want...
Well, the other thing would be a heartworm, too, because we don't have to be concerned about that here, but you might be
going
off somewhere with your dog to another area of the country where there is heartworm, then you'd want to do something preventative about that.
That's true. And your vet will be able to fill you in on all those things. But don't forget to bring your leashes and collars. Definitely, you don't want to be like the dog. Well, the dog in the little picture you showed there was very cautious about chasing that skunk off, but your little Robbie may just think that's a fun friend to play with, and
off
he goes. So keeping that leash in hand is a good idea.
Yeah, and I always travel with just, regular, 6-foot, leather or nylon leash, but also a retractable leash.
Good idea.
And, Yeah. So you have different options available.
Exactly.
Depending.
Exactly. Well, next.
Also, I wonder about the other thing you could do at the vet office is microchipping.
Oh.
How many people go off, on a camping trip or something, and then the dog gets away or something and gets scared.
Right.
If you're going to do that kind of traveling, I would recommend a microchip.
That's a very important point.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Because we always have all these wonderful stories of reunions.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes years and years down the line, but it's all because of a microchip.
That's right. And it's not just camping.
Anywhere
you go, you take your chances that your pet might get lost. Here's another idea that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not sound possible, but amusement parks. Now, one year we took our family to Disneyland, and we brought our Sheltie, Lindy.
You took your Sheltie
to
Disneyland?
Well, actually, we drove.
I didn't think you could take dogs into Disneyland.
Well, guess what? We, this was fun. We didn't just go to Disneyland. We visited friends and family because we were from there, from that area. But what we did, we found out that Disneyland has kennels available, so you can bring your animal friend and check them in to the kennel.
So kind of like daycare for the dog at Disneyland. Kind of like you go to Fred Meyer, there's a daycare, you can put stuff
your kids. Yeah,
you can put them in the daycare room and do your shopping. Disneyland,
isn't that great?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And the cost is like really inexpensive.
Oh, okay.
It's like
so very reasonable.
The last time I checked, it was like $20 a day. Now, the attendants that are there do not handle your animals. So you'll want to take your breaks to go to the kennel while you're at the park, make sure that the dog has its food for at lunchtime and,
or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you need to do. So
basically, it's just kennels that you put the dog in.
that Well, they'll take the dog from you and put the dog in. You might want to make sure that you bring your immunization records because that may be needed. Also, at least with Disneyland, they are no reservations accepted. So you'll want to get there really early. They open the kennels about 30 minutes prior to the park opening.
Oh, okay.
So first come, first serve. So
do you know how many dogs they can accommodate?
You know, that's a good question. And I think there's quite a few, but get there early just to make sure you get in line. So, okay. Next thing you might want to consider is a cruise. Personally, I don't think I'd want to do that, but there
a
are
cruise with your animal.
Yes.
That sounds weird.
Well, let me tell you about one of them, and it's Canard. Has a transcontinental voyage, and they do accept pets. Although, well, here's something I want to say beforehand, and that is in 2005 there was a court ruling that all cruise lines have to accommodate with the Americans Disability Act.
I was going to say service dogs.
Service dogs.
Okay.
Here's the thing. A lot of these cruise lines only accommodate maybe 12 pets at a time. The pets are kept in a specified area, and they have their cabin master that will be responsible for taking care of your animal friend.
Have most service animals need to be with their human.
You know, I know that, but I also was reading over the reasons why many times that's not possible, and that is there are very, very strict sanitation laws on these cruise ships.
Oh, I bet.
As you can imagine. Also, one thing I wanted to mention, too, you get two-hour blocks of being able to go in and spend time with your animal. So that's one thing you want to...
I don't know that certainly wouldn't be on my list of things.
Yeah, see, that's kind of my thought, too. Another one of the reasons why they don't... it's not as popular to bring your pet. And that is because, too, that you sail to different ports of call.
Yeah.
And which may mean in a different country. And in that case, each country has their own quarantine laws.
Yeah, you'd have to know all about the regulations everywhere. And you'd have to have health certificates and stuff.
And you still will probably need those certificates as well when you take your pet on a cruise. These countries also have different other entry requirements.
That you might have an option if you had to do a cruise for some reason that you could.
So if you're interested in that and transatlantic voyage, you'd be traveling on the Queen Mary 2. But there's still lots of hoops that you have to jump through, and very, very limited space. I think I remember reading something about 12 openings per voyage. Right. So that's not very many.
So need to plan way ahead.
Start way ahead and way early. Also, you might want to consider the ferry cruise up to Alaska. Now, I have a friend. I have a friend who's planning on doing that, and she was telling me that your animal has to stay in the car on the car deck. That they are not allowed up on the other levels.
Oh.
So you might want to consider that too. But anyways.
Well, I wonder. Well, so obviously these cruises take several days. I mean, you're going for a length of time.
But
the Alaskan, your dog has to stay in the car. Well, I wonder, do they have potty areas?
Yes, they do.
And a way to exercise and stuff? I mean,
well, here's the thing. You go to different ports, and you're able to take the dog off or cat, whatever, let's just say the ferries will be stopped in a different port for a certain period of time. So
right, but they might have to go
legs.
To the bathroom before then. I mean, obviously.
Those accommodations are
I'd do some real good checking on that.
Well, true. And towards the end of this segment, we'll talk a little bit about some websites and other ideas on checklists and things to consider. So there's that with the ferries.
All right. Well, why don't we take advantage of...
good idea.
We have time to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. And we will do that now, and then we will come back and get more of vacation planning with your animal friends and Kathy. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the missing link was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They figured a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen, and it comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You mix up your animal friend's food, add in some missing link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there are all kinds of formulas now for our animal friends. There are three formulas for dogs. There's one that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hip and joint, and then there's a senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a feline formula. There's a vegetarian wellness blend formula. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and to other house critters like hamsters, guinea pigs, rabbits, and so forth. There is a bird formula, and there is a poultry formula. There's also a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company and give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinksupplements.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our first hour of our first spring edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, and we're here till noon today. We are in the middle of Kathy's segment here about vacationing with our animal friends and just prancing off into all kinds of great areas. And I just want to tell you that we will at some point do a missing link giveaway today, but we'll wait till later in the show when we've opened up phone lines and I'm taking calls and Kathy will be in her studio so she can find a winner. So we'll let you know when it's time for that. And remember, NuPro supplements, N-U-P-R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And you can check them out at www.nupro.com. All right, Kathy, where are we headed next?
Well, so we just finished speaking about camping opportunities and ideas and checklist things that we can do to prepare ourselves for camping, amusement parks, and cruises was the last thing that we touched upon. But one idea that I would like to share with you, and you might want to, if you're interested and you have your heart set on a cruise with your animal friend, you might want to type into your search engine cruises that allow pets. And it's an article that came from the USA Today. So that might
be cruises that allow pets. So search that.
Yes, search that. It was an article from USA Today. Oh. Also, you might want to also check. This might be a good option to look into AVMA, American Veterinarian Medical Association, and then that's .org, and they have other suggestions and checklists on preparing your pet for vacation time.
So the AVMA.org website, and okay,
that's
so they've
right.
got good info. Okay.
Yeah, that's another good one. Okay, the next thing you might want to consider too is, will you be flying? And has your pet flown before? If not, it's a good idea to take a few short trips so that the pet can get used to
what do you mean, flying?
Flying in an airplane. If you want to take your pet to a location and you want to bring them with you, you might want to look into that.
To going on practice flights?
Yeah.
That sounds just absolutely out of the question for me. I mean, you have to pay money to do that. Why would you do that?
Here's the idea.
Okay.
Let's just say.
What?
I know. It's like, how can we do that before summer, right? No, but here's the thing. If you are planning a trip, let's say in a couple of years, and you're budgeting for this trip to, oh gosh, let's just say Maine or Florida or what have you.
Across the country.
Yeah, and you're planning on doing this huge sanctuary trip or whatever. Well, before that comes, you know, go to grandma's house, you know, in Utah or whatever, in California. Take that small trip and just to get the pet used to that idea. Anyways, so taking the small, the short trips. The second is make sure your pet flies with an empty stomach. I'm sure your vet will recommend that. You'll want to talk to your vet about him or her.
Not a good idea to
just
feed them and put them on the airplane.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it's best they don't eat. Calming products are important. I know some people don't find it very helpful, but we did with my granddoggie, Abby, and that was a thunder shirt. There are those made out of like a cotton t-shirt material that it's like swaddling a baby.
It's like swaddling a baby,
right.
Based on the same principle.
Yeah, and we
but
found it
works.
It
can help make them feel more secure.
It does. And also, a rescue remedy is very helpful
as
well.
That's a Bach flower remedy, and that's very good.
Yep. Also, you'll want to check with the airlines that you're planning on flying with to find out, first of all, some airlines do not transport animals during the summer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. You have to be very careful because there are regulations temperature-wise as to when they can and can't fly.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
even if it's a time that they can, it's not necessarily a wise thing to do.
Yeah.
There can be a lot of issues there.
It could be.
It requires some planning ahead.
There is a website that you might want to take a look when you think about that, too. And it's the Department of Transportation .airtravelconsumerreports. This website.
Well, wait a minute. Department of Transportation. All those words spelled out?
Yes.
Dot.
Air Travel Consumer Reports. Just type that into your search engine if you're having a hard time getting to it, and it comes up really quick.
Okay. So Department of Transportation .air travel consumer reports and search that, you'll find
what you're talking about. To me was the most helpful website in giving you, like I said, the checklists of things that you want to remember when packing and preparing for your trip. Also, the one thing that I liked about it is it gives you the ability to check what your the track record of your airline is.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
You know, you want to know, gosh, how many oops have they had?
Right.
You know, losing your pet goes to Florida when you're going to Kentucky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to check that website. So, summer travels with airlines, you just want to make sure you do your research on that. The next
we're going to have to close out.
Oh, we have to take a break.
We need to close out hour number one and fire up hour number two. Once we do that, we'll get right back to Kathy and all her great traveling and vacation plans, because there's even more great stuff. Where are we going next when we continue?
Gosh, when we come back, we're going to talk about a train ride.
Ooh, that sounds cool. And then are we going to get to the family volunteer vacations?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to talk. I'd never heard about this, family volunteer vacations. So that's what's up on Facebook. Sounds kind of neat.
So
all kinds of great new and more vacation planning stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.